Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing The Big Bang Theory Season 11. This season starts right off from where the last season ended. Sheldon flying to New York to propose to Amy, which she accepts, and most of their story this season is them working on a project together and planning for the wedding. It's a very different story from the rest of Sheldon's other stories, and it's the biggest example of how the character has changed from the beginning of the show. He is the character who has changed the most besides Howard. Who started the show as a creepy loner nerd, was a mama's boy who still lived with his mom well into adulthood. Now, after meeting the love of his life, Howard has a successful career, owns his own house, is married, and now a father of two. Bernadette is pregnant again this season, and they have a boy instead of a girl, like the first kid. It was an idea that I liked because of Howard's struggle with not knowing what to do with the boy due to a fear of failing to make his son a man, especially with the fact that he didn't grow up with a father himself, which I'm sure is something every man has faced if he grew up without a father and is raising a boy of their own, or any child, not knowing what to do, having no example to base it on. It's a very heartwarming story, and it works really well for the character of Howard. A big story of Leonard and Penny this season is how Penny realizes that she might never want kids. It's a short story that changes the dynamic of the characters. It's also something that isn't very popular in sitcoms. Most couples in long-running sitcoms end with marriage and a happy family because audiences prefer characters they have been watching for years to have the typical happy ending. Now, not having kids is cool, and that isn't the point. I do like how they tried something else. I'm making no commentary whether or not someone has kids or not. That's not my point. It's not really the show's point. I just think it's interesting because if you look at a lot of other long-standing sitcoms, that's typically how they go with couples. They have children. That's it. I do enjoy the episode of Sheldon and Amy's wedding, mainly because they have Mark Hamill cameo on the show, and Howard manages to get him to marry the two of them. I always like seeing Mark Hamill, so that's fine with me. I grew up loving Star Wars. Still love the old Star Wars. And listening to him voice so many characters and many shows I watched. Biggest one being the Joker in the Batman animated series. So, yeah. I also do enjoy the beef that Will Wheaton has with him in the episode. Very funny, and, you know, it's one of the few times where I enjoyed seeing Will Wheaton. So, yeah, that's it. The season ends with a large breakthrough on their theory, coming up with the theory of super asymmetry, which is kind of what ties into the last season of the show, it's an interesting story. It's an okay season. I didn't mind it. I actually enjoyed overall the somewhat emotional season for the characters, Sheldon and Amy deciding to die together, Howard's struggle with, his masculinity and fatherhood, and, Bernadette also struggling with the idea of having multiple kids, because she also initially was nervous about having them, and it works pretty well. Raj kind of does the same thing he does almost every fucking season, so it's not a lot to say about him, to be honest. Leonard and Penny, and it was just a surprising turn, like I said, because it's not super popular in most sitcoms to do that kind of story where one of the biggest couples of the show, arguably the flagship couple, decided not to have the stereotypical happy family ending. So I liked that. It was something that felt fresh and new. I haven't seen 1,000 times in so many of these fucking shows. So yeah. Overall, I give it a 7 out of 10. So, good season. Not bad. As it goes on, I think I appreciate the Big Bang Theory more than other sitcoms. It has a lot of stuff I like in it. If you've been a long-time listener to the show, you would probably know that I am a nerd myself. I mean, I'm on the internet talking about movies, TV shows, and anime, so clearly, I have to be something close to that. And I'm a doctor, evil doctor, to be fair. Doctorates in evil. So, can't be that. Gotta be evil. just like every other stereotypical comic book villain. He's a nerd, so he's evil. He will turn to villainy to get back at those who scoffed him. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed the previous 10 seasons of The Big Bang Theory. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime, so if you want to check that out, that's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app you're streaming through. That'll be a notification when I post a review. So thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.